This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Want a treat?
Yes, sir!
You really want a treat?
Yes, sir!
Sounds like a company of Marines is responding to you.
With God as your witness?
God is my witness. May he strike me dead. No.
Well, yes.
I don't care.
Hey, get out of here.
Just leave me alone.
Alone.
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir.
Would you like to see a magic show at 0900, kids?
Yes, sir!
These Belcher tapes we have today involve Rob Spiewak.
Hmm. Really?
From when Rob did one of his many weekend infomercials with the car guys.
Oh, wow.
With these shysters in shiny jackets.
They were nice guys.
This is a blast from the past, right?
Yep. Let's roll it.
Retro.
Yes, sir!
Retro.
And pleased to be listening to Rob's DJing skill.
Okay.
And these guys, I heard a little bit of this before we went on the air.
Yes.
They're not too car salesman-y.
Oh, no.
That's the good thing about them.
That is good.
They never tried the hard sell, Don.
Yes, sir!
Never. That's what was great.
And, Rob, you are like a stool that is just pushing too hard.
The money was good. The money was very good.
This is what I like to call super friendly, Rob.
Yes.
And this is how many years ago, Robbie? 5, 6, 7?
This is probably 5 years ago.
5 years ago. There's two cuts. They're rather lengthy. Let's roll it.
Okay. It is the Farish of Manassas Automotive Super Terrific Happy Show, a weekly 120-minute public service announcement extolling the genius of Keith Farish. I'm your buddy Rob Spiewak, along with Bob Gasberry, Sean Chapman, and Doug Morris. Fellas, how are you?
Wonderful.
Great, great, great. Roscoe is in Reston. Replacement seats for what, Roscoe?
It's got to be the, what's that car that was in, I'm sorry, Dukes of Hazzard.
That's it. That was a 74 Dodge Challenger.
That was probably what Roscoe has.
Roscoe.
Hello.
Roscoe, how are you, Sheriff?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I've never heard the show before. I actually came across it by accident this morning.
That's how most people find it.
That's a most horrible accident. You may even want to call Geico after an accident like that. Roscoe, what can we do for you this morning?
I'm thinking of buying a used 87 Camaro. I know it's probably not the greatest car on earth. But
fun car, though.
I'm sorry?
It's a fun car.
It's fun. But the thing that worries me about, especially sports cars, are that the driver's seat tends to get worn out. I want to know if you could recommend, say, a good replacement seat, because to be honest with you, you know, there are so many miles on this car, I'm just afraid that the seat is full of farts to begin with.
Oh, it could be.
How much do you weigh, Roscoe?
It happens.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you see what he's doing. He's giving us a prank call.
Yeah.
But he actually brings up a lovely point. Yeah. When I bought my second Caprice, it was actually the chief of police's car. But when I bought my second Caprice, it was the actual chief of police's car for Gaithersburg, Maryland. Now, I'm guessing this guy was about an 800-pound load. Murder for the driver's seat. Joe.
Yeah, that was a good point, because that's the reason I would never buy a used couch.
Same guy.
Understood. I'd like to put a couch in my Caprice.
Well, they don't make throw covers for cars yet. But
actually,
you know,
we have a couple couches for sale at the dealership.
It would be great. You know,
probably at my house, because you know, the pool's all cleaned up. The parts are out of
it. Oh, you got the parts out of there?
Yeah,
you
found a couple sofas down there.
Throw them on. Now, Joe, you have a question about a Trailblazer.
Yeah, I'm buying a 92. I'm just worried about the suspension. Suspension won't last for more than 15, 20 years. And right now it seems like...
That's a long suspension. You know, I love the fact, if we have to bring joy one person at a time, it's all good.
It's all good.
It is all good.
It's all good.
It's all good, Rob.
Was that three?
Yes, sir!
Was that three calls in a row? He loves to do that.
Yeah, he does.
Believe so.
Want to hear some more?
I do.
Please. Don't keep it back from us.
I like the quality, too. Obviously, listening on
a
Bose system.
Isn't he from out of town?
Yeah, he's from out of town. That's I think he's from New York.
Hard to believe that the station doesn't get any ratings on the weekend running these infomercials.
This is really the beginning of the great tradition when they started doing infomercials.
And Rob's infomercials, as bad as they are, they were the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, as far as WJFK weekends, they called this the golden age.
Well, you sort of established the infomercial show on the station, and then everybody followed you.
Sure.
It's his fault.
That's Begat the Wedding Show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of free FM, we'll get back to this Rob tape in just a second. Our home station here in D.C. is free FM WJFK.
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear it for WJFK. We've worked at this stinkhole for 16 years. And yesterday, a family member, a cousin. Cousins!
Cousins! Clark.
Got in touch with me and mentioned, said, hey, the guy lives outside Chicago, and said, hey, I was on the website for your radio station. I'm like, okay, which station? He said, your station, Free FM. I said, good. He said, how come for everybody else there's like a big giant story and a biography, and for you guys there's nothing?
On our website?
On the WJFK website.
Oh, on the WJFK website.
Wow.
On the Free FM site. Huh. And I said, oh, you got to be exaggerating. And he said, no, check it out later. So anyway, go to the website. And here you go, because I guess that came up in a Google search. He Googled the show, and our website came up, and then the other fan site came up, and then the Free FM site came up.
Okay.
Right.
So it says, and there's pictures, The Junkies, weekdays 5 to 10 a.m., sports, entertainment, gossip, and hot chicks. What more do you need from J.P. Lurch, E.B. and Cakes for the drive into work?
Mm-hmm.
Opie and Anthony, 10 till 1. The virus spreads throughout Washington and the nation. Wow. That's Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly, weekdays 1 to 3. If it's topic A at the water cooler, it's topic A on the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Enter the known spin zone. Don and Mike, weekdays 3 to 7. Radio gods Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Unzipped, weekdays 7 to 10 p.m.
That's it.
That's all it says.
Wow.
Unzipped, weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. From dating, relationships, and cheating to sex toys and fantasies, Michelle and Michael talk about men and what they really want. Loveline gets a nice little bio. So then I think, well, maybe we're just getting gypped on the front page, right?
Right.
Let me click on, well, I don't know, this Unzipped.
Okay.
This awful show that's on after us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and listen to how they describe it. Unzipped. And let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraph, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs, and 2 pictures of the people that do the show.
Mm-hmm.
Unzipped with Michelle and Michael is a call-in relationship show featuring talking to from dating, relationships, and cheating to sex toys and fantasies. They talk frankly about the difference between men and women and shed light on the complicated world of dating, love, and interacting with the opposite sex, right? So it's a nice little talk-up, and they got pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then I click on ours.
Okay.
And it says The Don and Mike Show. Weekdays 3 to 7.
Is and that it?
That says it all.
That's all it says.
What are you laughing at? What are you pointing at, Rob?
Well, he spotted a big banner ad that said advertise with 106.7 WJFK.
I heard you tapping on the screen. So we not only on the front page, we have nothing.
No.
There's no description of the show.
No. We've only worked at this station and kept it floating for 16 years.
Who's responsible for that? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Do we have any idea? Rob, do you have any idea?
There's a guy at the station who does all the web stuff.
There's a guy that actually works there at the station?
It was just rather embarrassing. You know,
Ouch.
After all, I've not spoken to Cousin Chuck in something like 15 years. That's Cousin Ronnie's brother, don't you know?
Okay. Cousin Chuck?
Cousin Chuck.
Is Cousin Ronnie the oil
yes,
change?
Yes, he is. Yes, yes. So I spoke to the mother chucker. I got an email from him and called him up last night just to, you know, Gomer says hey, to say hey, what's going on? Because I found, I'm sorry, I cannot, I feel like Buzz does about American Idol with Dancing with the Tards. I cannot.
Can't get into it.
I tried. And I was so bored last night before 24 came on that I actually called a family member. I called my cousin. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he was rather cute the way that he said,
yeah.
You know, there's nothing about you. on that. I couldn't find out anything about your show.
Yeah.
Well, have they ever cared? Have they ever really? I mean, we don't care. They don't care. That's kind of it. You know?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a question of caring or not.
Do you think
caring.
It's because we're not there? We're not over there? Do you think this was generated by the time we got over here?
No, Bill O'Reilly's not over there. Opie and Anthony aren't over there. Even that stupid sex show that's on after us.
Do you think
us
it's this particular guy that's generating the website? You think he just didn't give a rat's ass about putting anything on there about the show?
Maybe they thought we'd never look at it.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
The thing is, does anybody in our support staff know anything about that? Do you guys know anything about it? The guy that does the website, because there's, you know, these are the moments really around here where it gets kind of strangely silent,
quiet.
You know, and I'm just kind of curious, Johnny. Do you know anything about it?
I can find out more.
No, that means you don't know anything.
Okay. And Rob, during your tenure, you didn't know anything, right?
No, I know the web guy is bald.
The web guy. Well, see, you do know him then, right? You know him. You've met him.
Yeah.
Narrows it down.
He's in my old office.
Well, whoever it is, thanks for the great bio on the Free FM site.
They're really behind you around here.
It's a really good bio.
It says
nothing.
It's zero.
Yeah. It says
not even a line about the show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not even a sentence. And meanwhile, the new kids got eight paragraphs.
Oh, that sex show, that awful sex show. Yes,
that's right.
So, anyway.
Up and comers.
Now back to...
They're counting on us.
What got me thinking about that? Oh, the fact that Cousin Chucky called.
How is Chucky?
He's fantastic.
Is he in love?
So is his bride.
We covered it.
You're both winners.
Did we cover it with yeah. You know, in one fell swoop?
Up with Chucky. Up Chuck.
Up Chucky.
Well, that's what we used to call it when he was a kid.
Oh, really?
Up Chucky. Yeah. What's happening, Up Chucky?
Is he still living next to the Connors? That's old. That's for the old people in the listening audience.
Humbleweed.
The Rifleman.
Wow. Woolery.
Barris.
Good one.
Conconi.
Who is Chuck Conconi?
He wrote for Washingtonian.
No.
No.
He's a known person.
That's a foul. That's a foul as you get a free shot now. I should get a free
Noel.
Shot. I should get like.
All right, you get a free shot, but I got Noel.
Chuck Barkley.
That doesn't count. That Chuck Barkley.
See, but that
Chuck in charge.
That is negated then.
Right.
By your foul shot. Chuck Noel.
I already said Chuck.
I know you did. That was Chuck. A good one. That was a good Chuck.
Boy, I'm running.
Chuck Taylor.
Ooh, that's a good
that
one.
That's a good one.
Are we even now?
Yep.
Mm.
The next Chuck wins.
Oh, man.
Woodchuck. That doesn't work. No. Chuck Mangione.
You're the king of the Chucks.
King of the Chucks.
King of the Chucks.
King of the Chucks.
Neither of you had roast.
Let's listen to some more tape of you doing your show.
Delicious Chuck roast.
Let's hear how good your show is.
I like rape.
Here we go.
Chuck roast.
Let's hear some more of the Rob Jesus. Show with the burper, please. And then we'll really start our show here.
All right. Do we want to take one more call?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's the guy
Absolutely.
Who's burping again? Yeah.
Oh, is this from the same show?
Later in the same segment.
Wow.
In the same segment.
It's a big day.
God.
All right, do we want to take one more call?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's the guy
Absolutely.
Who's burping again? Yeah. Hi,
Hello?
Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, did you speak to Tim Ellerbe?
Yes, I did.
How did you find him?
His voice is deeper than mine.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a good contest there, though. I'd love to have that on the air someday. You're checking in from Herndon. What is your question, sir?
What is the best used car I could get just for plain old transportation for around
$5,000? You know what? I feel that's a victory, though. I feel that's a victory because...
Making them happy one at a time.
But you know what? He does bring up a great question. If it wasn't for that acid reflux, he might be my favorite caller. And you got all that power comes in a hatch and a sedan, right? I'm a slight man, thin of build.
You just slipped that in. That comes in a hatch.
Well, as
well, did your voice do a puberty thing when you said hatch?
It had a
comes
little,
in a hatch.
Had a little Peter Brady to it.
We're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds. I think there's an edit there.
Yes,
because I don't think I would have. I wouldn't. No, go back. There's obviously
you can Dr. Tate.
It comes with a hatch
and short. Richie,
hi.
Question about Smokey and the Bandit.
I want to know what year that car was.
This is him calling again?
He's totally obsessed. He totally ambushed
How many times did he call you in this break?
I think it was a total of five, but in
five
fairness,
times.
I would put anything on the air rather than talk to the salesman.
Smoking the Bandit Firebird?
Yeah, let's see.
Smoking the Bandit Firebird. Are those cars readily available? Because I don't see that many muscle cars like that on the road anymore.
No. Reggie Jackson. Bill checking in from the district. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question?
I have a question about Goodyear. I'm sorry, I'm eating breakfast. Goodyear tires. Hey, Tim,
you said he only got you five times?
I think so. Well, that last one, was that him on the last one?
I think
he didn't burp. He didn't
But
do
I think
anything.
You got him before he did, and you didn't know that. Did you? See, I thought when I heard that you knew it was him and you were moving by it.
No, not bright enough.
Okay.
What you having? Yeah. What you eating?
Oh, it's some kind of piece of cake that my girlfriend bought me last night.
Cake for breakfast.
Yes.
Is it chocolate cake?
Healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Breakfast champions.
Big glass of whole milk with that?
No, milk makes mucus.
Yes, it does, right.
Don't touch milk.
Remember that, folks. Well, what do you eat with cake, then?
Actually, I'm having coffee, but I
yeah, like, you put milk in your coffee?
No, I use like a non-dairy hazelnut creamer thing.
Boy.
And so there's no ice cream on that cake.
And you've got a girlfriend? That's pretty
amazing.
And I've
got a girlfriend.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's move on. See.
Well, this had to be riveting on a Saturday morning. It sure is riveting on a good-looking Tuesday afternoon.
Nothing else on.
Can we play it again later?
You've got AquaTread tires, and you're driving through a puddle of non-dairy creamer.
And he has the munchies.
And he's driving through a puddle of non-dairy creamer. What's your question about the AquaTreads?
The thing is, I bought a set of four. They made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I went back to the dealership. I know that AquaTreads have a rumble. I know this. But it sounded more like it was going like, whir, 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 almost like I had a bad rotor or something.
Or a Cocker Spaniel in your truck.
I checked for that first.
Okay, good. Very good.
Rob. So he traded the four tires. He said, I'm sorry about that. There might be an issue. He put on four more. It made a different rumble. It kind of sounded like, I don't know, the sound of a fluttering Michael Mara's paint.
Really?
There's your crap detector now. See?
What's that?
There's your crap detector now. See, Rob?
I don't understand. Now, what about the tires?
I love this infomercial.
No, but the tires.
Yes, the tires.
What about them?
They rumble a lot.
I hear you. But they have a rumble. So what's your point?
My question is there something?
Agitated, Rob.
Yeah, you're a little annoyed with him. Well, you weren't happy with him from the beginning.
What's your point, bud?
But also, you got to know at this point, he wasn't an ally to even this show.
No, I don't think you can like the guy if you're on the receiving end. I mean, it's very difficult you like him when you're looking at somebody else getting pranked.
But what's good is that I kept pressing him, and he didn't have anywhere to go from there. I don't know. Right. Is that a victory?
Yeah, right. Hey, I would not challenge this guy for the world.
Yeah, you won.
You had him.
I think so.
Yeah, you're the big winner.
Well, it's lived on for 5 years.
You're Rocky Balboa. He's Apollo Creed.
You got him cornered.
He's laying on the ground right now.
The late Apollo Creed.
Where'd that come from?
Nothing known that's wrong with Goodyear tires.
No.
What a lovely segment.
That was nice, wasn't it? I really did.
He waited on the phone for approximately 15 minutes to do that.
Yeah,
but, well, he has AquaTreads.
Lots of cake.
Meanwhile, Herb Tarlick's all upset now.
Yeah, all right, enough!
Good help from them, too.
Yeah, really.
That was good, right?
Yes, sir! The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
All right, let's start it.
Hello! Welcome back to the show. Welcome.
Do you hear me?
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Yes, sir!
How about you?
Leave me alone.
Come on, what about God?
God is my witness. May he strike me dead. Yes.
No game.
I don't care.
I don't care about you.
Yes, sir!
Hi there.
Welcome.
Hi.
Well, everybody.
Hi there. Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody. This is it. Don and Mike Show. Hi, little brains. We're little brains just like you.
We are indeed.
Phone number you just heard a momento ago, 877-365. 3636, that's the number that we'll ask you to call as well. If you want to play strip trivia with us this week,
yeah.
Be ye a cougar, be ye a MILF, and maybe be ye a little shy to call. You can register right on the front page of our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Nice little solicitation on that website. I like that with the lady on the pole.
Let's see if we can handle this during today's show. We're going to play strip trivia this week on the show. Grand prize, $1,000 first place, $500 second place, and so on and so forth, giving away $100 bills. Like it's raining like Pac-Man Jones is in a strip club in Las Vegas.
Right.
And we'd like one tier of women to be cougars, another tier of women to be MILFs, and then if we absolutely have to make this a boy-girl thing.
Important distinction, if we have to.
If there are not enough MILFs and cougars, we'll have fat, bald guys over 50.
Amen.
Or at least over 50 guys.
Right.
Although aren't all guys over 50 fat and bald?
I think so. I mean, to one degree or another. I mean, you rarely see a guy over 50 that's super...
Look at Buzz.
You know, yeah, I mean, really.
He's fat and he's bald. He's over 50. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
You are quite the exception to the rule.
I hope so, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Katz, you can either call in on the 877 number or you can go to our website if you want to sign up for that. Okay, let me turn down their missing persons. Uh-huh. That's a tasty lick, but I want to play some hot audio for you.
All right.
Sizzling.
Straight from my cell phone.
Really?
Now, what I decided to do here, rather than take a little moment that happened on TV this morning, it's no big deal, but I have a luck. I have a certain luck.
You do.
For watching TV. I get a rap, and I don't mind it because, frankly, I'm flattered that I must spend all of my time watching TV since I see everything that's on TV.
You seem to.
I do have a knack for sitting down like for an hour and flipping channels enough. You know, it was honed and refined from watching all these NFL games, going back and forth, playing the remote control like Liberace does the piano.
Gay. Mm-hmm.
It's like a sixth sense.
Yeah, it
okay?
is.
You know, I mean.
You can actually do it, and you don't do it like utilize the cheating methods like TiVo or anything like that. You'll be able to do this live.
It's like the sixth sense, really. I see good things happening on TV. I mean, I see the car chases. I see the bloops, the blunders.
Right.
This morning, not that it's a big blunder, I was watching the Today Show. It was on in the room, and it was the NBC East Coast feed. And when Al Roker says, "Here's your local forecast," they didn't go to anybody. They just left Al Roker standing there, where he started talking kind of like Foghorn Leghorn, started doing like a, "Well, now, here's what's happening." And
was he doing that for the during the time that the local feed was supposed to happen? So he's doing that for the local crowd or for his producer or whatever?
Well, you'll hear it.
Oh, good.
And I thought rather than take it from my TiVo and burn it to a disc and bring it in and set it up like that, I would just play it on the air the way that I would a lot of times when stuff happens on TV, when I just call one of you dopes up and say, "Hey, listen to this," and hold my phone 1 inch away from the speaker.
Right.
So what I did was, at about 8 o'clock this morning, as soon as this happened, I stopped the TiVo, I went and called my cell phone and left myself a message.
Oh, good.
Oh, good thinking.
Wow.
Let's see what happens.
See, that's like quick thinking.
it's an easier way to do it.
Transporting audio.
I mean, the easier way would just be to take the stupid thing off the disc, but it's really not worth it because it's just him goofing around. Oh, we got to wait for four rings.
Of course.
And it's a short window that you have, too.
Please enter your password.
You know, it's the five-second, 30-second cutaway. You
right. Oh, it's a longer cutaway than that.
Skipped message.
It's 30 seconds.
Hello.
That's what I said, 30 seconds.
Calling from the past at 8:10 a.m. Here is the network feed from NBC when Al Roker talks instead of the local forecaster coming in to do the weather.
What's your name? Rob, all right. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Monitor, keep going in and out. Yeah. Porch light on, nobody home. Boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball. Fortunately, I keep my feathers numbered for just such an emergency. Am I throwing back to Meredith? All right.
Yep.
I say Meredith.
Elevator, not go to the top. Floor. That's your latest weather, Meredith.
Okay, I'll miss that.
Okay, hey, it translated.
30 seconds. Okay, so that's
fortunately, it. I keep my arrows numbered. Okay. For just such an occasion.
Now I know what you did.
Hello there, Mike. See you in about, what time am it? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, I don't know, about 7 hours. Bye now.
A call from the past.
I know what you did. You
end
didn't,
of message.
You didn't
to
find
delete
it because
message,
of TiVo.
Press 7. You've pressed an incorrect key. To message deleted.
There you go.
You use TiVo to hold on to it, and then play it back over the
rather
phone.
Than burn it on, rather than burn it onto a disc and bring it in, I thought I just would leave myself a message from the past.
It was a special moment.
And play it in the future for you today.
But not such a special moment that you felt it warranted.
See, it didn't wait.
And I agree with that.
Because it was just really...
Right.
And it wasn't even you saw Al Roker. What it was just a screw-up where they had the weather map up there, mm-hmm. and you just heard the audio of him going...
Yeah, and you know, it's confirmed when he says, who do I go to? Meredith?
That right, next right, right.
Al Roker doing a little shtick for the live crew okay, out there, so, the people that come down there and wait for 7 hours.
There you go. I had that. I said hi to you, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Hello,
from
there,
the
Mike.
Past. It's always nice to get a greeting from the past.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Oh, my. Are these calls? Oh, these are not calls about strip trivia, are they? Hello, Don and Mike show. We're not that
well,
lucky.
Hello there.
We're not that lucky, are we? Hello. Hey, what? Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Phones are turned on.
Can you
hi.
Hear us now?
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, this isn't why I called, but I prefer to believe that you guys don't need a write-up or a bio because you're men that need no introduction. You're wonderful.
The nice thing about that particular statement, you know, a man who needs no introduction, even those on the old Tonight Show, mm-hmm. you know, when you say a man who needs no introduction, they should have put that on
they
the website.
Say guys yeah, that need yes. no introduction. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just embarrassing. That's, but it's funny. I don't mind pointing out it's funny. It's funny, embarrassing.
It is.
The reason I called is I'm kind of, bear with me, I'm on edge, but I'm on my way to my wife's lawyers to sign papers and become a two-time loser. And
you're preaching to the choir.
Loser club.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah. Here you go.
Congratulations.
This is going to be one of the happiest days of your life. You know, they say the two happiest days are the day that you buy the boat and the day that you sell the boat.
However, are you going to court or are you going to a judge's office?
No, I'm just not going to contest it. I'm going to go and sign my life away, basically. We got four kids, ranging from 23 to 2. And
how long have you been married to the second one?
Well, this my wife, my current wife here, we share a 23-year-old and a 6, a 4, and a 2-year-old. And we've been married since our oldest was about 8, since 91. So.
Oh, you just cannot keep it in your pants, can you?
Yeah,
you got to think. You got to hold on. You got to think for a second. I mean, if you're pretending,
he didn't give me the answer like straight up when I asked him how long you've been married. He went into this whole
bio.
Like, are you feeling very depressed today, sir?
Kind of a little.
Yeah, that's the answer because he went through all his kids. Yeah, I said, "How long you married to the second one?" Well, you know, it started back in '91. We
who am I to say?
Well,
but
you know what?
Well, hold on. Hold on a second, though. Really, though.
Okay.
Just once you start having kids, when you have enough, like for a basketball team. At that point, don't you think you're committing that you're going to stay? I mean, I understand you have one kid, maybe two kids. Okay, things go bad. You got three kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the time you pop the fourth one out, and wow. granted, not a basketball team, you still need a center, mm-hmm. but you would have your guards and your forwards.
Some people think by having kids, that's going to prolong the marriage. That's going to keep the marriage together.
Yeah, no, that wasn't our case. Unfortunately, we just,
that's
we
a good one, Mike.
The reason he didn't tell you outright is because he's a
okay.
sinner. The reason you didn't mention why you were because you lived with
well,
her
no,
for
let
how
me
long?
Ask, Rob, let me ask him a question because this is near and dear to my heart. I'd like to know if he's the dumper or the dumpy. Are you the dumper or the dumpy?
Can we bet, please?
Oh,
can we hold on? Can we bet?
Yes, absolutely. I have an answer. I think
it's kind of mutual.
Wait, sir.
Oh. No.
Now I know why. Whatever. Why it's breaking up? You gotta button it a little bit, okay?
It can't be mutual.
I'm sorry.
He's the dumpy.
He is without question.
We're unanimous.
That's the house. That's the house.
There's no doubt.
Well, yeah, she filed.
Yeah, okay. Of course she did.
Right, the house wins again.
Was there anything in her filing about you not listening?
No, actually, I listen pretty well. The reason I'm yammering a lot, guys, is because you guys are the first people I've actually talked to about this. This is pretty much whirlwind.
That's sad. That is sad.
You should have talked to your penis after you had baby number three with her, for goodness sakes.
Gosh, you know, if it was up to me, I'd stay because, you know, I love those kids. The kids love me. And
why did she file? You said she didn't say you're a bad listener. Why did she file?
It's a lot of stuff we don't want to get into.
Well,
really,
come on, you called the radio show.
Was it any
show?
Of the real heinous stuff, the real bad, bad, horrible stuff? Like, you know, spousal abuse or philandering or any of that?
We never cheated on each other, no spousal abuse.
Well, then
like
what
that.
Is it? What was going on?
It's just 25 years together. I just always thought that we'd get it together and stop the fighting and the disagreements and no communication and such, and no communication or bad communication. But, you know, it just got to the point where we realized.
Isn't this just doublespeak? Isn't this just like blah, 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 doublespeak? I mean, I'm hearing this, and it sounds like every goddamn couple that I've ever been known that has been married for a while is like, oh, man.
It's an interesting point you bring up. It's like every couple, and a lot of them are together. That's it. You know, a lot of people do that, and then they say, you know, we just didn't communicate, and
Maybe he's gay.
Are
you
the
gay?
The bottom line is.
Bet you're gay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think you're gay. Are you gay?
Okay, Rob thinks
why
gay.
Are you so interested?
No.
He's more interested in the divorce guy than I am, which is speaking volumes here.
You've been down this road, and I still have it ahead of me.
Okay, there we go.
I just think he's all hard because we played the tapes of him doing his car show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be okay with all this. I just wanted to call and tell you guys. I'm joining the club, and it hurts, but you know it's okay. It's good. It's all good. I'm a 42-year-old guy. I'm a grown-up man.
42 and four kids. When I said it to you, it sounds like everybody else. Really, not busting your balls. Try to be honest. Why did this happen? Because if it was just communication, you can sit down and talk to her. What really happened? Why did she push you out?
The bottom line.
Why would she say? What is her reason? Why would she say she asked you to leave?
Because we hate each other. We love each other, but we just hate each other. That's the bottom line. We could never really like each other.
And when in 23 years did that finally dawn on you? After how many kids?
To me, probably the last 2 years. We've been separated since 94. So, you know, it took
how many? Hold on a second. How many babies did you make since you were separated?
Our son was born when we were...
How about numbers, pal?
How many?
Jesus Christ!
How many kids have you had with this woman since since you've been...
Zero.
Then how can you have a two-year-old?
He turned two in December. We were separated
Can I ask you a question? Why are you answering all these questions with these lengthy bios?
Just stop for a second and listen to what you said.
Somebody says, how many kids you had since you separated? None. When did you have your kid? 19 such as a...
Here's the deal.
God. Yeah, I'm ready to divorce the guy.
Said to you, how many kids have you had since 1994? And you said zero. And then you said you also have a two-year-old. So you have a two-year-old. You have a two-year-old. The woman that you had the baby with 2 years ago.
Yes.
Is this the same woman?
Yes.
Were you separated from her then?
We separated when she was about 6 months pregnant with my boy, the two-year-old.
Gotcha. Now it makes sense.
Simple answer. I didn't make that
Are you taking any kind of medication? Serious question. Are you to get through this? Are you taking like tranquilizers?
Prozac.
Uh-huh. God,
it is great. We call it breakfast where I come from.
It seems to me, and this is my expert opinion on this, that people get divorced when one spouse or both determines that they seriously will be far happier living apart from you, that life offers a lot more apart from you than together with you. That's what it is.
We get along well. We get along well not married. We get along fine since we've been separated. But we know that it's time to divorce. And it's all good.
So it's a happy day is what you're saying. You're very happy. Why not go to Baskin Robbins? Why are you calling me a mope then on our show?
Hey, you're moping. I'll
tell you why I'm calling you. The reason I'm calling you is because I wanted to hear from Humpty Hump because that would cheer my ass right up. That's why I called.
You wanted to hear from what?
From who?
I wanted to hear from Humpty Hump. Due to Humpty Hump.
He's definitely wasted.
Because
there is definitely more than
basic.
This is not Prozac. You're not on Prozac.
Mike always cheers me up with the Humpty Hump. I cheer you up,
but you really pissed me off. You're representing divorced men in a very bad way today.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're just being, you know, you're being like Mr.
I think you should put those kids in a sack and mail them to me. I'll raise them for you in my spare time.
You love them. They're great. They're great.
Oh, they're great. We'd sit around and talk about, where's Daddy? Oh, that's right. Daddy decided before you were born that he'd had enough.
Hey, do me a favor. So what's your first name?
Daddy, why did you get stuff taken care of before? Daddy, why did you get stuff taken care of before Junior was born?
Don, I need Brian to do me a favor. Brian, do me a favor. You got anything that says you can't say anything about her? You got anything that says that legally?
I'm sorry. Say that again?
No, Brian, I want you to just tell us what you really think. You're mad. You're angry.
Yeah, let
her have it. Go ahead. Let her have it verbally. Tell me what you think.
Are you role-playing with him, or what are you doing here?
I'd like to hear
him. He sounded like this poor, pitiful crap. What are you doing?
You'd have to bleep me out.
Say it without cussing.
F that bitch. Really. I love her, but F her. I gave her 25 years of my life to try and know me, and she never even bothered. So F her. I got my eye on...
In a very mellow way, he's getting there.
Why F her? What did she do to get you to this point?
She never gave me all of her heart. She never looked for all of my heart. And I know that seems kind of gay, but F it. That's the way I feel.
You sound like a contestant leaving American Idol, dude, not a guy who's, like, leaving his family. I mean, you bastard. I'm sorry. I have no patience for someone who's been married this long and had so many kids. You could have figured this out before you had the last one, at least for sure. And you're such a bastard. You should go back, and you should be one of the guys that goes there and stays for your kids. There, I said it.
You should have thought about that
when you were on top of her the last time.
This is your second divorce,
Don.
Hey, I have to say, in this man's defense, Don, that there are. Shut up, Brian. There are certain times when, even if a guy wants to do that, there's absolutely no way that he can do that.
Right, and guys like that, but guys like that should not be calling radio shows.
I agree.
But I want to answer Don's question as to why I didn't figure it out sooner. I wish I had. Part of me wishes I had, but I see my kids, and I can't say I wish we had figured it out, because they're my heart. They're my blood.
Right. Please, no, come on. You know what? This is the world's smallest violin playing for you, you pussy. You had no problem being a man when you were doing that, when you're making kids. Jesus Christ, just be a man now.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Christ, you pussy. Don't apologize to me. I don't care. You're not coming to my house for dinner tonight.
I love you guys. I do love you
guys.
Hey,
love you too. Love you too.
Right back at you, Brian. Right back at you. Good luck with everything.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thanks for lifting us up.
Rob, I needed to call you on your birthday. A belated birthday wish.
Hey, Brian, and one more question. Brian.
Yes.
What are you on? Seriously, what are you saying? Are you drunk? Are you a little drunk?
No, I'm on Prozac.
It's not Prozac.
Hey, Brian.
You are never to blame.
This song is for you, dude. I mean this.
Amen.
You are never to blame.
It's not you.
Thank you. And your
incredible sperm.
Shame, oh, man.
It's not you, Brian. It's her.
You are never to blame.
Thank you.
God.
I love you guys. I'll keep listening.
Yeah.
Listen, I love you too, but I'm afraid that I'm going to have to ask for a separation.
Yeah, we just can't communicate.
Well, I'm already in the book, number 33.
Oh, you're in the book. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. God,
your performance was pitchy.
Hey, it's not a performance. I called because...
Are you going to turn on some fake tears now for us? I called because...
I'll let you guys go. I'll let you go.
Yeah. All right.
I'll talk to you later.
He'll let you go.
Bye-bye, Rob.
Bye-bye. Don't do anything rash now. Like, scratch the rash. And he's gone.
Gone. Please tell me that there was no time on air or off air during my situation that I sounded even remotely like that.
Oh, every day, Mike.
Thanks, pal.
Every single day.
Thanks.
No, come on.
I was, you know, he's
call
giving
me pal with your arms folded.
He's giving me these little, you know, these little reminders, you know, and then I'm just like, God.
Please, what? Were you thinking like you were in Barfly or something? No.
No.
No, just, please.
You know,
come on.
Mess.
Here you go, Mike.
Yes.
Compared to him, you so had it together. Mm-hmm. Compared to him, you were the king of having it together.
Thank you. Good.
Really?
I needed to hear that. Brian brought me way down. Way, way down. And I think, you know what? I would congratulate that woman.
Hello, Donna, Mike. I just feel bad for those kids. How come Brad and Angelina don't adopt them?
Exactly.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
He's cheating on her.
Now the theorist. The
when
theorist
you can marry that long and you argue, that means you care. He either got caught cheating or is cheating. He won't admit it, but he's cheating on her.
Interesting. Well, the odds would say the odds are in your favor, sir.
And remember what my friend Buzz always says.
Oh, I...
Eating ain't cheating. I've never really understood right. that.
It rhymes.
I don't understand what he means.
This sounds good.
I asked Mike about that the other day when we were out port sitting. Excuse me, port setting.
Eating ain't cheating, and we were totally confused.
I don't get it.
Buzz always speaks in riddles when we ask him about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don. I just wanted to thank you for chewing that guy up for being a pussy. That was awesome. Kudos.
Well, thanks. I'll go home and beat my chest in front of the mirror tonight.
Good job.
I feel like the man I am.
I'm chewing.
And then hide behind my Xbox.
You know, you have a new piece. You have a new piece of tape that you had. The lady and I would ask her because that tape you have when she says, "As God is my witness,"
yeah.
I would ask her, "Did you think that was a macho man we were listening to?"
God is my witness. May he strike me dead. No.
Okay, she thought he was a pussy too.
Do you care?
I don't care.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hello.
That guy doesn't need to be on Prozac. He needs to be on Dr. Phil. What a wuss.
Good evening.
Go change your diaper, baby.
Right. He could be on one of the judge shows, I think, with his wife, right?
I feel so gay because Carla watches Dr. Phil, and I watched it last night in that black hole before 24 came on. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Phil had marriage calamities that have ruined the marriage. And there was a lady that had not forgiven her husband for 3.5 years of their marriage. They had only been married 3.5 years, and they had all the video from the wedding.
What did he do?
He got so S-faced at the wedding that not only he forgot his vows. This is when he was sober, like before the reception. He forgot his vows to start with, and they show him up there saying, and he's like going, Reverend, what do I say? And then they went on with it. And she was just not forgiving him because at the reception, he got drunker and drunker. I think he drank 16 shots of tequila during the entire day of the wedding, right, and drank beer. Then later in the day, he took a swing at his best man who was trying to calm down and hit her, hit the bride in the face.
Of course.
His brand new father-in-law tried to calm him down. And he grabbed his father-in-law by his tuxedo shirt and slammed him up against the wall and then didn't show up at the hotel for their wedding night. And it was just, I thought it was a delightful little story. And he's sitting there and he's one of these guys that's got that Amish little beard, stringy beard hanging off.
And that douchebag goes on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Who are these people?
Right.
People who
you have not forgiven him because he hasn't let you know how much that really hurt you. God, I'd love to be Dr. Phil.
Thanks.
That BS.
Thanks, yeah. Chrome Dome.
Yeah, Chrome Dome. That's it. And that's it. And he teased it, too. I know what's wrong with you, and I have the answer. I think I know why she's still mad. And the guy's like sitting there with this like stupid beard going, yeah, do you really, Dr. Phil? She thinks you haven't really accepted responsibility. And the guy's up there. And they kept playing the tape over and over. Huh. And you've never seen a drunker groom. You've never, you know. Wow. I know guys like varying degrees of it had maybe a little pop before the wedding ceremony.
Right.
And I know guys that have maybe had a little six-pack before the wedding. This guy, they're feeding each other the cake and he can't even stand up.
Wow.
It was delightful, but she was furious. But I know what's wrong with you.
Thanks, Q-Ball.
Q-Ball, yeah, I've solved the world's problems.
It's a good gig.
With my tie that looks too small for my big fat chest.
We got to hit this break, everybody. Stay there. We'll be back. Oh, today, timely and topical, with American Idol. You know, they're doing, the theme tonight is British Invasion.
Ah. Oh, is that what it is tonight?
Yep, and they're being coached by the guy from Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon.
Peter Noon. Oh, I'm Henry VIII, I am.
You're right, so we'll have him on today.
Very good.
Before the show is on tonight.
That's pretty exciting.
To find out if he will tell us what's going. I see, is that enough pressure for you guys? Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Whose booking is this so we can know who to yell at?
Peter Noon, that's John's booking.
There you go.
Peter Did Noon. You say Peter Noon? Yeah. Milt Nolan, he said, but it's
no,
Noon.
No, no one. That's how his name is spelled.
Oh.
Peter No One, no Peter one. Noon.
Sure, he'd be thrilled. If you want to get him on the show, don't say that to him.
Well, I won't say it to
Peter
him.
Noon.
Normally, if you wanted to get him on the show, you'd have to go out to a really great amusement park.
Yeah. Really. Maybe one that we were talking about yesterday.
He's the normal caliber that we would get as a really good guest on the show.
Exactly.
But as it turns out, hey, it's our lucky day. He really is hot as balls.
This is incredibly timely today.
Yes, it is.
Is he going to be judging at all? I mean, is he going to be sitting with the panelists?
No, he's doing that thing where he will, like Diana Ross did.
Oh, so is he the only guy?
He's the guy.
Wow.
Because they got one guy to cover the entire British invasion.
So we get him on that one day where his career is rocking.
That's it.
Actually, there's two. There's him and the very happening Lulu.
Lulu's going to be part of it, too.
And she is hot as Red Balls.
We couldn't get Lulu?
I'd take him over Lulu.
I think I'd do him over Lulu.
Ulule.
Uh-huh. Ule ule.
Ule ule.
And eat her payune.
Ozpe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.